Hello?
Hello, is this Ryan Miller from Guster? This is Ian from 100.1 The X
Hello,
here in
Ian.
Reno. How are you, bud?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well. Do you have time to talk?
I'm ready. I'm
Great.
in a safe space.
Awesome. I'm so glad. Well, I got to tell you, Ryan Miller from Guster, you're going to be in our neck of the woods at the end of this week. We couldn't be more excited to have you. And right off the bat, I'm going to be an annoying fanboy if you'll just allow me a second to do so. Is that okay with you?
Let's do it. I
All
love
right.
it.
I have to tell you, your album, Keep It Together, one of my favorite albums of all time, start to finish, every song is good. So I know it's very late
Wow.
praise, but well done.
No, I'll take it. Here we go.
Oh, right
We're
on.
still touring and we're still playing those songs, so I guess it's good that people like them.
Yes, exactly. No, they've endured for sure. So you guys are busy. You're going to be at the Music Box in San Diego tomorrow night. You got two sold-out shows, according to your website, in LA at the Masonic Lodge at Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And of course, you're making your way over to Tahoe, Harrah's Tahoe, this Sunday, March 1st. How's it going so far? How's the tour thus far?
Well, we're starting rehearsals in about 3 hours, so I can't say yet.
Right, because it's
I
just
will
getting
say that
going.
it's because it's just getting going. But I definitely have never. It's we've never done anything in this sort of format before like this, and I don't know that there's anybody else that has in a way the way that we're kind of presenting it. And to be honest, I don't even know where it's going to end up. This has all been very conceptual, and we're not going to really know what it is until we start tomorrow. But I think by the time we get to Tahoe, it'll be pretty dialed in.
Right on.
Hopefully, we'll have figured out how
And
it's going to work.
in case people don't know, I mean, it's a night of acoustic music and improv is how it's kind of being billed. So how has improv made its way kind of in what you're doing as far as the shows go?
Well, I don't know exactly. Again, that's what we're playing with. I mean, we had done a tour with Jeff Garlin, the comedian. He's on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and
Yeah.
we had done this, I think in 2012, and there was a part of the set where he would kind of come in the middle of the set, and it would be very free form, and sometimes we would take questions and answers, sometimes we would just do bits, sometimes we'd make up songs, and it ended up being kind of my favorite part of the tour. And so we're going to kind of implement a little bit of that throughout the set. And we had done improv with a fan now friend that works a lot at UCB in New York, and he's a professional improviser. And so his name is Connor Ratliff, and he's going to be on the bus with us too to kind of help like facilitate. But I mean, I think it's going to be three quarters music. We're bringing two women that plays violin and cello, and we're going to be playing Guster songs for the majority of the night. But I think there's going to be a lot of elements of we don't know.
Yeah, which is kind of nice. It's almost nice to have that kind of unpredictability because you also probably don't have to plan all that much, or is that, am I off about that?
Well, I think we have to kind of, I mean, this is, I'll try and keep this short, but this was inspired. I had seen a buddy of ours had done it with this thing called Improvised Shakespeare here in LA, where I am right
Yeah.
now. And they improvised an hour and 45 minute long Shakespearean play. And at the end of the night, I was like, someone should do that for music. And I was like, oh, we should do that. But so it's morphed a lot from that. But I think the idea is kind of to like, and we had met that guy on this radio program Live From Here that Chris Steele, it's an NPR one that Garrison Keillor used to do.
Exactly, yeah.
And it was kind of this variety show element, which I really liked too. And I think, having been a band for this long, and we're always trying to find new ways to interface with our fans, and there's some context for this, and I think it'll be really fun for us, and it'll be very music centric, but it'll also be like, I don't know. I think it's just pushing the boundaries a little bit of what a tour could be for us. And so we're really excited to figure out what it is.
As you go along, and I mean, I imagine doing something like this, being for a band for as long as you have, you're probably like, we want to do something that's going to make us not bored as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is the whole thing, and it's why we keep making different kinds of records every time. Is it just keeps us invested in this, and it doesn't feel like nostalgia. I mean, we're all very dynamic. Like, I'm 47 years old, so there's no point in doing this if I'm not like having fun and feeling challenged and being scared and creating something. So I think we're all really down for the experiment of this and just playing with the format a little bit. And we're just in a really good position to do it because our fans are really supportive, and we're also going to be playing a lot of music to people. So there's an anchor and a ballast to the thing, but I think it'll allow us to kind of get a little bit weird. And usually when we get weird is when it gets really fun for everybody too. So it just seems like it's going to be a really fun thing and very dynamic. Like, I've never been nervous before a tour before, but I've definitely been a little bit like at late at night. I'm like, what? How's this going to work?
I really like it. But nervous is good. It means you're invested.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. I've always said this, like wherever you can just stay scared in all of the parts of your creative life is good. I've sort of followed that and it's been great. So I got to own it.
Cool. And your new album is out now. It's called Look Alive. And there's a song on there. We were playing it for a while on our station called Overexcited. You're a band from Boston, and yet you decided to go with a British accent in that song. And I'm kind of wondering what spurred that on.
I think it was sort of in this tip of just like, it started as a joke in a rehearsal room. We were just, we were rapping, but it felt like it was stupid for me to rap. But if I did an English accent, it felt a little better. And then it just kind of stuck. And we ended up working with a producer from London, and we asked if it was okay. And he said yes. So it just kind of, there was a little bit of like, it felt like it served the song. And so that's what we're there to do, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool take on that. And actually, speaking of takes, you've done a number of covers, you guys have, and they've been kind of deep covers, like not ones that people have done very often. You've done Nothing But Flowers by Talking Heads. You did Memo to My Son by Randy Newman. What kind of makes you decide which covers to do, and what direction do you want to take them and do them differently?
We haven't been doing them as often, but sometimes we'll do like sort of extemporaneous ones. Like someone will be like, hey, play Katy Perry Teenage Dream, and we'll try and figure it out on stage. But I don't know. I mean, I don't think we're always willfully... We were doing a lot of radio when the record came out last year, and we did this Lobby Seafray song I just found on basically deep into Spotify.
Yeah.
And I think it's always fun. I understand that like indie rock bands always pick like super obscure covers, and I don't think that we have to do stuff like that, but it is fun to pull a song that people may not know, and you're able to put your own spin on it, especially because if something's really well known, then you're really competing with something that people know really well. And if you pick a more obscure song, it's like, oh, what is this? Did you guys write this?
Yeah, no, and it gets them intrigued a little bit, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but too much more of your time, rather. But I want to know, I always have this question kind of at the end of my interviews, of who you guys are listening to, or just you specifically, who are you listening to right now? And also, who would it be a dream to collaborate with that you haven't gotten to before?
What am I listening to now? I never really listened to Janet Jackson. I mean, I read a review or there's like an anniversary of her big record, and I was like, I think I need to go listen to some Janet Jackson. So I'm going to go with World Radio Lynx and Janet Jackson for what I'm listening to now. And a collaborator. Oh, man. I mean, there's people that I love, that I would like Bjork or Paul McCartney, but I don't know what I would bring to that.
Hey, don't put yourself down, man. You got something to offer.
I know. You never know. Who would be like a dream collaborator? I don't know. There's the Neil Youngs of the world, where you're just like, I want to sit across the room from Neil Young or Paul Simon, but those are like, I'm going to go with, there's probably some 80s dudes. It's probably like Matt Johnson from Dada. How about the Tears for Fears guys?
I think that's a solid choice.
I love Tears for Fears. I think those songs, they sound eternal to me.
Well, then hopefully they listen to this interview and think, you know what, let's get hooked up with Guster and let's go on a tour. That'll be fun. It's so cool. You're just getting started. You're going to be here this Sunday, March 1st, Harrah's Tahoe. It's a night of acoustic music and improv. You never know where it's going to go. I think it's going to be a fantastic time, so people need to get their tickets. Ryan Miller from Guster, thank you so much for taking some time and talking with me.
Yeah, thanks for no, thanks for the same. Thanks for taking time and talking to me. Thanks for the nice words about that record.
Hey,
and hopefully you come to see the show.
I would, yeah, I'm doing my darndest. I know for sure my brother and my dad are going to be there, and they're psyched. All right,
awesome.
Cool.
Well, if you come, say hello.
I shall.
Nice to speak with you.
All right, thank you, Ryan.
Take care.
Bye.